The Land of Forbidden Toys. The angel had made Johnny very happy. Finally, he found out that he was called Gabriel. He wanted to ask him many more things, but again he disappeared. Maybe so he didn't come to depend on him, but instead ask God for everything. But where was the ant, Playful? He looked in all directions, but he couldn't even see his footprints. He called out to him and waited for a minute, but he didn't come. Could that ant have chosen the wide road? Johnny was very worried about Playful and didn't even feel like continuing. But then he realised that he wouldn't help anyone that way. So he knelt down and for a long time asked his Heavenly Father to protect Playful and to lead him back. Then he entered the valley where the little town spread out before him. He stepped off the path and at the entrance to the town he stopped as if he were petrified from shock. He was standing before a scary looking park. There were carousels, but they didn't really compare with the ones he knew back at home. These looked much bigger, more inviting, but frightening as they whistled and blinked. One moved closer and noticed that every child was holding a toy in his hands. Some girls were constantly looking into mirrors and kept putting on cream and makeup in all sorts of colours, which repelled Johnny. Others played all the time with dolls and wanted to be as thin as Barbie. The boys were shooting with toy guns. Others were spending their time with frightening fighting robots, playing cards or reading books about spells and wizards. A lot of them even started to look like that. A big group of children sat in front of monitors playing creepy games on computers. Others just stared at the television screen where monsters sneered at them. They were even afraid, but they couldn't look away from the television. Johnny remembered a boy in the neighbourhood who sat for hours in front of the television because his mummy and daddy were not interested in him. Johnny was so proud of his own parents, so much that tears filled his eyes. They played with him, took him places, and even when he didn't listen, they still loved him and always prayed with him. How he loved his mummy and daddy. When he had slain the dragon, he would return home and surely be a goodie. Maybe the parents of the children in the enchanted park didn't take good care of them. Johnny didn't see them anywhere. He asked one boy where they had gotten the toys. You don't have to pay for them. All you have to do is do something wrong, then tell it to the beast. As a reward, he will give you any kind of toy you want. Johnny was horrified. People without God were always bad. But it seemed that this enchanted park had particularly unusual, scary rules. He walked through the park and quietly prayed for each child.